I'm back, and before we even get into this, I caught the mistake that I made yesterday when I was going back through and listening to my review. The movie we are talking about today is, in fact, not Flight Plan, it is Flight Risk. I do not know why my brain keeps doing that. So let me apologize for that, first of all. And of course, welcome back. This is Movie Deputy Reviews, and I am the one, the only movie deputy who is here to interrogate movies for their plot and content. And this one is no exception. Now, I did not get a chance to see this one ahead of time, and I learned through a friend that there had actually been a review embargo on this movie prior to yesterday. Now, what does that mean? That means that there was not a lot of hoopla of getting this review out there because the studio, I guess, just had some restrictions on it. And after watching this movie, I can firmly understand that. This movie by far has a guilty rating. It is not just the content, but it is just the content. It's just the visual content, the psychological content. It's unsettling. And if I had to rate the movie just based on that, it would have a much higher score. I'm going to be getting into that here in a minute. This one is, it's intense in a different way. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean to be confusing. This one is just, I don't know, it's just one of those that leaves you wondering why it's doing what it's doing and what the target of this is. When I came to see this, the screen that I was in had 194 seats. There were maybe six people in there besides me, and it was like the evening show for this. And 5 minutes in, I'm not exaggeration at all, no exaggeration whatsoever. 5 minutes in, two people got up and walked out. Now, you may be thinking, okay, they're not even giving it a chance. But there's something that happens so early in the movie that is just so absurd. You're like, is this supposed to be a thriller drama or is this supposed to be a comedy? It's like they can't. No, something that obvious they're gonna catch. And okay, yeah, one of the things I look for with movies is flaws. That's a big thing I look for with movies. And I can overlook a few things if the story is good enough to carry it through. But there's just something about movies like this that just almost kind of rub a person the wrong way. Now, where I am on the deputy scale and where I am personally are two different things, and I'm going to be getting into that here in a little bit. This one is absolutely unnerving. Like I said, if I had to rate this purely on the psychological unnerving of it would have a much higher score. Now, like I said, I'm giving this a guilty, I don't know if I said that yet, but it's definitely a guilty rating on this. But this one, the target audience is probably, I'd probably say in the 18 to 35 year olds that might get something more out of this. It's very character driven. Like I said, it's very psychological. And it tries its best to have high stakes AV, like airplane stuff. Now, I am a member of a transportation family. My husband works with the railroad. So I'm very familiar with movies that try to be more accurate and ones that just, it's like you have to wonder, did they even try? Now, being a railroad family, the movie Unstoppable that came out a few years, oh, it's been over a decade ago. But that movie is like painful to watch for anybody who works with locomotives or works in the train industry because there's just so many things that are glaringly obvious to people that know the lingo and they know that how everything kind of plays out. This one is going to do that to people who are in the aviation industry. Most of this movie takes place on a plane. The vast majority of the content is in the while the plane is in the air. Now, you know me, no spoilers, so nothing even close to spoilers here. But the things that are happening and the continuity errors and the stuff that you're just going, no. I mean, there's some glaringly obvious ones. Like, okay, there's a big one that, and don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything with the story for you, but this movie is taking place in Alaska, and they're trying to fly from a more remote part of Alaska to Anchorage. Like I said, no spoilers. But during this flight, they make it a point to say that the plane never goes above 3,000 feet. Now, I'm not saying that's impossible at all. I mean, there's plenty of places around Alaska that you can do that. But they are going up and over mountains, like major mountains, like Denali type thing. And it doesn't specifically say Denali, but it's just that kind of gives that feel with how it's happening. But they never go over 3,000 feet. Now, I could, there's that, and there's so many other things that I caught in this movie, but I can't give those away because they would lead to other things that are spoilers. There's just stuff that is just. And you're like, why are they doing this? There's just that'll happen, things that'll happen in certain scenes, and then a few scenes, like the next scene or a few scenes later, it's different, and you're like, okay, maybe a lot of people don't notice that stuff. I can't help it. It's like my brain is like, I was to the point I was giggling. And this movie is not supposed to be a comedy, but it might have almost done better if it was almost sold as a psychological thriller comedy. Now, I know how that sounds. Trust me. I totally get how that sounds. You're like, what would a psychological thriller comedy be? Well, picture like the animated series Hazbin Hotel, where it's just kind of like just totally off the wall. If you've never seen it, that's perfectly fine as well. But it's just. I'm trying to think of the words that I want to use that won't spoil this. And that's one of the reasons I don't overly edit this. I want you guys to hear me when my brain is like going, yeah, and I'm hearing the gears rotate against themselves and. Sometimes the gears just go bling. But then there's, like I said, I see movies like this and I can appreciate the how this was put together. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate the story that they were going for because in this one, it is about a witness turned informant, and he's trying to get to the point where he can testify in this case, and then is you can imagine there's a lot of TV shows that go down that path and what happens to witnesses when they're trying to testify and kind of that whole thing. So that's overall the idea of the story, and it's just a matter of getting the witness to the point where he can testify and put this bad guy away, and then how it's tying into people there that you not only see on screen, but other people that are in this storyline. In an indirect manner, and you may be thinking, okay, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's a very character-driven story. It's ethical dilemmas. It's just, like I said, just unnerving. It definitely requires a mature audience because to follow this without getting caught up in all of the mistakes, you have to pay attention to the details. There's just, it's impossible not to. And like I said, if you pay too close of attention, you're going to end up doing what my brain did and just kind of go off the rails. Forgive the train reference. But in this one, it's just the whole movie is like bad turbulence. It's just shaky all the way through. When the story finally wraps up and it doesn't have the ending that you might expect, the ending is definitely not going to be, it's not as predictable as it seems. But when it finally gets to that point in the movie, and something kind of just kind of at a precipice happens, kind of a major something is finally happening in the story, and it happens, and the screen goes dark. We are just left, okay, like now what? And the screen just goes dark. Now, I know this is a Mel Gibson movie. I know this is his first time in this position doing a movie like this in such a long time. I'm just wondering why they chose to make some of the decisions that they made. wondering why certain things ended up on the. This had to have been just maybe cut badly in the editing room or what, just for. I can't imagine that this was what they had wanted to present. I mean, a story such as this, I really wanted it to be intense and I wanted it to be thrilling. And at times it is intense, and what's kind of happening is like going, okay, is this going to happen? And then something else happens. So it's a little bit of a cliffhanger in places. It just, like I said, a good comparison I can make is this movie is like Bad Turbulence. It's just going to give you a bumpy ride all the way through. So if this is one you've been wanting to see, by all means, go see it. I'm not saying don't go see it. I'm just saying this one is going to be, I'm putting this honestly in the forgettable category. You might be wondering, okay, huh? Well, you're probably wondering on the deputy scale what I gave this. Well, I was really debating threes and fours. Three is if you really must see this, wait for it to come out on digital or DVD, Blu-ray, etc. And a four is what I call watchable but forgettable. And this is barely in the watchable category. There's parts of the story that are interesting, and there's other parts that I just couldn't help but just get caught up and go, why? But score-wise, I ended up with a 4. I can't talk. I ended up at a 4.25 out of 10 on the deputy scale. So if that helps you at all, like I said, if you want to go see this, be my guest, but just be prepared that this may not be the movie that you expect. I think as long as you go in expecting that, then it will probably, hopefully at least meet your expectations. For me, I don't know what I expected, but this just was not it. Like, so being in a transportation family and knowing how railroaders look at the movie Unstoppable, this is going to be one that the aviation industry looks at and just goes, what the fluff? Like, literally. So, as always, I hope that if you are liking these types of reviews or liking, as of course me, the amazing, talented, wonderful movie deputy who is definitely flawed in places too. So yeah, like my whole thing of giving the wrong title of the movie yesterday. And like I said, I caught that. So I've already gotten a couple messages from people going, Flight Plan didn't open this weekend. Flight Risk did. And I'm like, that was a slip of the tongue on my part. But as always, if you want to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, you know which buttons to push. And of course, I will be back soon. Bye-bye.